Health officials who will be designated to confront the Ebola disease should it occur in the country are assured of their safety. This is because one of the tools in the fight against the disease, the personal protective equipment PPE, is being distributed to health facilities throughout the country. The Interministerial Oversight Committee on Ebola, headed by Minister of Health Dr. Kweku Ajimai-Mensah, who handed over the PPE to some health institutions in Accra, reaffirmed the government's preparedness to fight the disease. Joyce Jechi has just joined us in the studio. And so, Joyce, what does the personal protective equipment entail?
The PPE are gloves, gowns, or what we call in our local parlance, overalls, disposable nose masks, aprons, and safety goggles.
And which institutions took delivery of the items today?
Some of the institutions are the military and police hospitals. All the regional health directorates are also taking delivery of their equipment today, and also some regional health institutions. But one other thing is the quantity of the items they are taking differs according to regions.
The quantity differs?
Yeah.
What is the criteria for that difference?
We weren't told, actually, but then there was no time for us to make more inquiry regarding that.
Yes. And was there a demonstration of the usage of the PPE?
Not at this ceremony. According to the health directorate in charge of the public health at Kolebu, there will be a real demonstration on how to gown and ungown next week. But what was shown us is how somebody looks like, a health official will look like, when he puts on the personal protective equipment. But according to him, the WHO and also the Ministry of Health has a standard protocol with which health officials would ungown and also gown. And in that way, it will prevent the spread of the disease.
Yes. And were there any comments on those taking delivery of the equipment as to their satisfaction with it? Or?
Yeah, they were quite excited because this has been some of the concerns of health officials or those who will be put at the forefront of the disease. Some of the nurses had the complaints that if they don't get this personal PPE, they weren't actually going on the field to help in addressing the issue. So now that this is in, it kind of gives a relief.
Well, is there anything else you'd like to clarify?
Not really, unless there is more questions to that.
Yes, thank you, Joyce, for enlightening us on the PPE.